This is a Bikias recording for Tainus Daf Yud Amud Aleph. We're starting from the top line in the middle of the line. Tana Rabbanan, Eretz Yisrael Nivreis Tchila V'chol Olam Kulo Nivra Levesof. Eretz Yisrael was created first, and the rest of the world was created afterwards. Shenemar Ad Lo Asa Eretz V'chutzos V'rosh Afros Tevel is the rest of the pasuk. So there it says first Eretz V'chutzos. So mashma that Eretz was created first. Eretz Yisrael Mashke Osa Kodesh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo V'chol Olam Kulo Ayidei Shaliach. Eretz Yisrael Hashem waters it on its own, and the rest is through an intermediary. Shenemar Hanosin Matar Al Pnei Ha'aretz V'sholeach Mayim Al Pnei Chutzos. So you see again, Eretz Yisrael Hashem gives the rain, whereas he sends the rain to the rest of Chutz La'aretz. Eretz Yisrael Shosa Me'ag Hashem V'chol Olam Kulo Mitamtzes. Eretz Yisrael has real rainwater, and the rest of the world gets sort of the offshoots of that particular rainwater. I just lost my place. Shenemar Hanosein Matar Al Pnei Eretz. Right, for the Gomer, same pasuk as we had before. Eretz Yisrael Shosa Tchila V'Chol Olam Kulo Levesof. Eretz Yisrael drinks first, meaning the water absorbed first into Eretz Yisrael, and the rest of the world gets afterward. Shenemar Hanosein Matar Al Pnei Eretz. Same pasuk again. Mashal Adam Shemegabel Asagvina. Right, so a person is making cheese. Notel Asaochel Umeiniach Asapsolas. He takes the food part for himself, and whatever's left over, he leaves it behind. And that's like Eretz Yisrael is the Ochel, and the rest of the world is the Psolas. Amar Mar Mematkin Hain Ba'Avin Minale. So we said before that when the rainwater evaporates into the clouds, it becomes sweet and it's not salty anymore once it gets to the clouds. How do we know this from the pasuk? Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar Rav Yochanan Ksiv, Chashchas Mayim Avei Shechakim Ksiv, Chashras Mayim Avei Shechakim, Shakul Shkol Kaf Veshadi Areish. Right. So we see there that the Kaf and the Reish are interchanged between these two different psukim. And therefore, what do you end up with? Chasharas, right? It's a lashon hachshara, lashon that it's made better and sweeter. Rabbi Yeshua Bahani Kroy, my darshbu. So Rabbi Yeshua, who disagrees that's what's going on, he says the rain comes from above, not from below. So what would he do with these psukim? Savarla kiha v'chi asa Rav Dimi Amar. He holds like what Rav Dimi said when he came from Eretz Yisrael. Amri b'mar Rav. So he quoted from my Rav from Eretz Yisrael. Nahora nane zirin moi. Right, so if the cloud is light, then it has very little water in it. Chashochanane, if the cloud is dark, sagiyin moi. That has a lot of, if it's a dark cloud, then it has a lot of water in it. So that's lashon chashchas mayim, which is mashma that if the choshech, meaning if it's a dark cloud, has a lot of water in it. Kemanaz laha detanya mayim elyonim b'mayim arhim tluyim uperoseim megishamim. Which opinion follows the following statement, which is that the upper waters are dependent on the mimer of Hashem, or when Hashem sort of gives the word, and the peros of those upper waters are megishamim, shenemar, as it says, mipri maasecha tisva aretz, from the fruit of your labor, the earth will be sustained. Kiman Rabbi Yeshua, that's obviously like Rabbi Yeshua, that it's coming from the upper waters. Rabbi Eliezer, how does Rabbi Eliezer deal with that fact? Kahu b'maisi yadar shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This just stam talking about the actions of Hashem. Dichsiv, Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi kol olam kulo mitamtzitz gan eden hu shoseh. The entire world just gets the leftovers from gan eden. Shenemar b'nahar yotze me'eden, right? So the river flowed out of Eden. Tana mitamtzitz base kur shita tarkov, right? So it's a tiny measurement of that. It's from the leftovers of a kur, which is shita tarkov. That gives the ability of an entire tarkov, which is in the margins they say trei v'kav, two and a kav, is able to drink, meaning half of a saw in total. That's according to the Aruch. So basically, from a small amount of tamtzitz, you can give over a tremendous amount of water. Okay, moving on to the next price. Tana Rabbanan, Eretz Mitzrayim, Havi Dalad Miyas Parsa, Dalad Miyas Parsa. Eretz Mitzrayim is 400 square parcels. Hu Echad Mishishim V'Kush, and that's 1/60th of Kush. V'Kush Echad Mishishim V'Olam, and Kush is 1/60th of the world. The Olam Echad Mishishim V'Gan, and the world is 1/60th of the Gan. And Gan Echad Mishishim L'Eden, and the garden itself is 1/60th of Eden. V'Eden Echad Mishishim L'Gehenim, and Eden is 1/60th of Gehenim. Nimsa Kol Olam Kulo Kikisu Kteru L'Gehenim. Right, so just to give a mashal, that Gehenna is so big that the world is like just the whole world is like the pot cover of Gehenna. Gehenna is the pot and all its contents, and the world is like the size of the cover, which is a tiny fraction of the size of Gehenna itself. Yesh Omrim, Now, Gehenim ein lamshir. Some say Gehenim has no official size, meaning it's limitless in that way. Yeshomim Eden ein lamshir. And others say, no, Eden has no shir. Amrav Oshia, Maidichsiv, Shochenes Amayim Rabim. So what does it mean when it says in the Pasuk, in Yirmiyo, Shochant Almayim Rabim, Rabas Otsaros? Right, so mi garam lebavos you otsrosem maleas bar, right? So who caused the storehouses of Bavel to be filled with produce? Haveyomar v'pnei shochenes al mayim ram. That's because they it's situated on a lot of water, so there's a lot of moisture there. Amar Rav, Rav says asira Bavel is rich. The chatzta below mitra because they can harvest the fields without any rain. Right, Amar Abaye says naktinan. We assume we grab onto this lashon that if the reason Bavel is able to survive without any rain, because it is tuvani velo yuvshani, because it's very muddy, and it never really dries out completely. Says the Mishnah, begimel barach cheshvan shol nesag gisham. We start asking for rain, saying Saint Talamater on the third day of Mar Cheshvan. Rav Gamliel Omer b'shivavo. Rav Gamliel says on the seventh day of Mar Cheshvan. Tezvav Yom Acharachag, which is 15 days after the end of Sukkot. Kadeshi Yagia Achron should be Israel in the Har Pras. So the last person in Israel can reach the Euphrates River. Says the Gemara, Amr Rabbi Lazar, Lazar's Halach Karab Gamliel. The Halach is like Rabbi Gamliel that we start on the seventh day of Mar Cheshvan. Tanya Chananya, we have a Brisa, Chananya says, Vagola Ad Shishim B'Tkufa, 60 days into the new season. Amr Rabbi Huna Barchia, Amr Shmuel, Halacha kechananya. We paskin like Chananya. That's why we wait until December 4th or December 5th, because we paskin like the Shita that 60 days into the season we start saying the Saint Talamater in Chutz Laretz. Any is this so? V'habo minei Mishmuel. Didn't they ask the question from Shmuel? Name is Mad Karin. And when do you start mentioning it? The Saint Talamater. When you start saying the Saint Talamater, Amar Lahu Michima Ailet Sive Levei Tavus Rishba. It's when the people from the house of Tavus, they would put their wood into the storehouses because it would get all soggy and wet if they would leave it out, meaning that's the official time when it's the rainy season. So we see that he doesn't hold that the halacha is like Hananya. So he says, maybe it's all talking about the same shear, just one was a sign and one was the actual day. So therefore, it doesn't prove that Shmuel contradicts himself. He could pass him like Hananya that it's 60 days in, and he could also use this particular simon. Fine. Yvoi Luya, the following Shalom. Yom Shishim, Kilfnei Shishim, Okalachar Shishim. Does the 60th day count as you saying the same Talamata or not yet saying the same Talamata? Toshma. Rav Amar Yom Shishim, Kilachar Shishim. Rav says the 60th day is already after, meaning you've been saying it for a day. Mishmul Amar Yom Shishim, Kilfnei Shishim. No, you're not yet saying it. You wait till 61. Amar Nachmar Yitzel, Vesimanech, Ilo'i Ba'umaya, Tato Lo Ba'umaya. So the simon that you could have is that the upper one needs water, and the lower one does not need water. Meaning, from Eretz Yisrael, you need more water, so you start saying it earlier. That's Rav. And Shmuel is for, represents Bavel. They start saying it later. They're the lower land. They don't need as much water. They start in 61. Amar Papa, so Yom Shishim Galachim. But the halacha is like Korner Papa, that you start on the 60th day, and you include it in the count. Says the Mishnah, yeah, Yudzayin Mar Cheshvan lo yardu gisham. If the 17th day of Mar Cheshvan comes and we have not yet rained, ischilu ha'yehudim misanim gimel tainios. So the Jews start fasting three fasts. Ochlim ishosim ishecha shecha. You could still eat the night before. Mutar, meaning it's like the way we fast, the regular time is not Yom Kippur or Tisha B'Av. So, umutar b'malach v'rachitza v'sicham nil sasan lo tashrish shamita. You don't have, you're allowed to go to work, and you're allowed to do all the things that we do on a regular fast that we don't do on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, i.e. washing and anointing and wearing shoes and having relations. Yigia Rosh Chodesh Kislev Yardu Gisham, but if it still hasn't rained by Rosh Chodesh Kislev, Bezin goes from Shalosh Tainios Alat Tzibur, the Bezin decrees an additional three fasts on the people. Ochel Mishoz Mechashechu Mutar Malacha Rechitza V'sichum Nil Sasam Tash Shemita, but they have the same status in terms of Malacha, that you still can do malacha. You can still, and again, it doesn't mean malacha like turning on the lights, it means going to work, and you can still do all the other inuyim as well. So now the Gemara asks, Ma'an Yechidim, who are these individuals who are the ones who start fasting? Amar Rav Huna, Rabbana, it means the rabbis. Amar Rav Huna, Yechidim, Misanim, Shalosh, Tainios, Sheni, Chamishi, Vesheni. So the Yechidim start with three fasts, and they start with Monday, Thursday, and then another Monday. My Kamash Balan, Tanina, we know this already from a Brisa. Why are you telling this to me? In goes when Tainus Alatzir B'Tchila B'Chamishi, Shalola Havkiyas HaShe'arim. So we never start a cycle of fasting on a Thursday because it messes with the prices in the market. Why? Because people will think, oh, everybody's making a Me'adesh to get food. Must be there's a day. They know about a shortage coming up, and then everybody will raise the prices. So therefore, we don't want Thursday to be a fast day for the first time around, because otherwise people are not going to realize what's going on. Well, if you started on a Monday, then by the time Thursday comes around, everybody will see the pattern and they'll know that they're having fasts, and therefore they know that it's not because there's a food shortage coming. So Ella, Shalosh Tainis Rishonos, Sheni V'chamishi V'sheni, right? So we start the first fast on a Monday, and then a Thursday, and then a Monday. So we already have a brace which tells me this. Why do I need to to know this statement of Rav Huna, who says it? So he says, now the time I would have thought Hani Milit Tzibur. That's only when it's a whole Tzibur of people who are fasting, when the whole Klal Yisrael is fasting. Avol Yachid Lo. But I would have thought with the Yechidim starting, then they could start fasting on Thursday if they wanted to. So that's why Kamash Malan, that's why Rav Huna had to come along and tell us that the Yechidim fast starting on a Monday also. Tanya Yachim. We have a Brisa which says this idea. Right, so when the Yechidim start fasting, they start fasting on a Monday, then they go Thursday and another Monday. Umafsikin Barosh Chodashim, and they stop. They don't fast on a Rosh Chodesh. Uviyamim Tovim, Haksuvim Megillas Tainis, and they also don't fast on the Yamim Tovim that are written in Megillas Tainis, which were Yamim Tovim that existed in the times of Beis Hamikdash that we celebrated, and we weren't allowed to fast on those days. They didn't fast on those days either. Nowadays, the only Yamim Tovim we have left over from Megillas Tainis are Hanukkah and Purim.